Since February, there have been 5 fatal wrong-way crashes on Tampa roads that have killed 11 people. Just what is going on? We'll take a look on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. Our guests will be Dr. Pei-Sung Lin with the Center for Urban Transportation Research at the University of South Florida, Matt Nasworthy with AAA in Tampa, and Sergeant Steve Gaskins with the Florida Highway Patrol, who says he's not sure why the sudden increase in recent months.
Well, unfortunately, 2014 has been a very tragic year, especially dealing with the wrong-way crashes. And can't really say why this year's we've seen such the numbers that we have, but in very tragic situations. And the FHP, local law enforcement, and DOT are trying to do what they can to eliminate these problems.
I've heard law enforcement in the Bay Area say they're scratching their heads. They have no idea why so many in such a short period of time.
Frequently that we have years where there's very few. That we have crashes to begin with or wrong-way incidents to begin with. So again, this year is an anomaly. But each one, I can say so far, appears that alcohol is involved. We've confirmed it in many cases. The other two that we're still waiting to get toxicology results, highly suspected that alcohol would have played a role in those crashes as well.
Have you, as a trooper personally, have you ever encountered a wrong-way driver?
Over the years, yes.
Yeah,
and typically not in the situations like we've seen where there's been the fatal crashes, but over the years in which I've worked, you know, in I-95, I-75, I-10, throughout the state, essentially, there's been cases where people get on the wrong way. Typically, it's a mistake on the driver's part. They're confused, turn around. It's usually a very self-correcting, very fast self-correcting problem that people realize, hey, I made the wrong turn, going the wrong direction, and we don't even hear about it.
Matt Nasworthy is with the Tampa office of AAA. Welcome to Florida Matters.
Thanks for having me.
So some may know you from helping publicize programs like Tow2Go, which offers free rides during events like the 4th of July and during the holidays to help keep drunk drivers off the road. It's probably no surprise, as Sergeant Gaskins pointed out, that all these wrong-way accidents involved alcohol or drugs.
Exactly. And, you know, it doesn't go against what we've seen in the past, too. The National Transportation Safety Board did a study in 2012 where they looked at a number of these that have happened across the country, and they found that almost two-thirds of them were alcohol-related. So It goes hand-in-hand with this sort of thing.
Dr. Pei-Sung Lin is with the Center for Urban Transportation Research at the University of South Florida, Cutter. Now, you've also weighed in on the alcohol aspect of these wrong-way crashes, and you say bars and restaurants who serve alcohol need to do a better job to keep their drunk customers off the roads.
As we know that the impaired by alcohol is the number one reason of the wrong-way driving. And so there's a very good program here, right here in Tampa Bay, Hillsborough County. They got a program called SAVE.
SAVE.
S-A-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
And so this program is the one the enforcement agency will partner with the alcohol vendor and retailers and to work together and to help the vendor to better educate and informed about the impaired driving by from alcohol, and so they can work together to reduce the fatalities and injury caused by the wrong-way driving.
You can hear more about this apparent outbreak of wrong-way driving in the Bay Area and some possible changes on the way for area roads on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.